In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen. The disciples marveled that Jesus was talking with a woman. Interesting line John included in the story, sharing their collective internal reaction. Since the disciples don't actually say anything out loud here, they must have talked about it amongst themselves later if John knows about it, which shows how strong the reaction to Jesus talking with a woman was. The disciples go to buy some food, and when they return, to their astonishment, an unaccompanied woman is at the well, and Jesus was engaged in a deep conversation with her. It wasn't just a polite nod and a shalom. They were engaged in something profound, and they could see that. And bam, the disciples already have this person categorized as someone who Jesus should not be talking to, and certainly not alone. The tendency we humans have to categorize each other into convenient boxes of worthy and unworthy based on a couple of external factors is as old as time itself, and the disciples are no different. Now, this woman at the well, we know from church history that her name was Photini. This woman, in the disciples' minds, has three strikes against her right away. No questions need to be asked. No questions need to be answered. They already know. And first is what John already mentions. This person is a woman. Strike one. Jesus is a rabbi and a prophet in the disciples' mind at this point. That's what they know. And Jesus might be the Messiah. That's what they're hoping. That's where they're, what they're starting to believe. He has work to do. He has a kingdom to establish. He has a church to build. What's a woman got to do with that? That's part of what they've already decided in the first instant. Second thing they've already determined is Photini is a certain type of woman, leads a certain lifestyle, the type to go to the well unaccompanied and start up a conversation with a solo man. I'm sure when the disciples saw Jesus and Photini engaged in a deep conversation, they were sure that it was somehow her fault. And that's why they wanted to ask her, "What do you want?" Now, they were afraid to ask it out loud, but they were thinking it. In their snap judgment, Photini led that kind of lifestyle. And when they'd find out later about her string of husbands, that would only confirm their suspicions. And third strike, she is a Samaritan. She's a different race and a different religion. And the religion part is particularly bumpy because the Samaritans also followed the God of Abraham, but they did it differently. Nothing worse than someone who follows your God but doesn't do it your way. It would almost be more tolerable for her to be a completely different religion than for a believer who does it her own way. And in less time than it took to say, "We're back," the disciples have passed judgment on Photini's sex, her lifestyle, her race, and her religion. And they plop her down into the reject box before anyone even says a word. And this fact is important. It's important enough that John, decades later, would put it in his gospel, that he would remember this and determine that this was important enough to record, that the disciples made a snap judgment about someone they knew almost nothing about other than a few external facts. John said that's important for centuries to remember. I was part of a wedding a couple of weeks ago at Holy Trinity Church in St. Paul. I celebrated the wedding with Father Jonathan Proctor. And during his sermon, Father Jonathan said something that struck me deeply. He said to the bride and groom, he said, "Always remember that your spouse, before they're your spouse, they are a person." It seems obvious, but there's a depth to what he was trying to get them to understand. He is not just my husband. She is not just my wife. They are first a person. And then Father Jonathan said, "And if you have kids someday," he said, Before you think of them as my son or my daughter, remember that they are a person in their own right, a complicated being in the image and likeness of God, with hopes and fears, with love and anger, with sadness and joy, with perspectives and amazing untapped gifts, a being worthy of your love and respect and even awe. And that's where the disciples messed up with Fotini. They saw a Samaritan. They saw a woman. They saw a lifestyle and totally ignored her personhood and, dare I say, her humanity. Now, not seeing her personhood first, they couldn't have fathomed what Fotini was capable of, what she would go out to do. In a matter of hours, she had evangelized half the city of Sychar in just a couple hours. After the resurrection, Fotini would travel to Carthage and fearlessly spread the gospel there for a number of years, converting over half the city. And she did that in the face of growing persecution. She would eventually be taken to Rome under arrest and imprisoned for 3 years, while her adult children were threatened, persecuted, and tortured in front of her, her own kids. And yet Fotini did not renounce her faith in Jesus Christ. Instead, she converted countless guards and servants of the emperor. They were converted through her faith and through her gentle yet unyielding strength. The Emperor Nero finally had enough and had Fotini thrown into a well where she gave up this life for a greater life in paradise. And as the stories of Fotini's faith and love and bravery circulated back to the apostles, how sheepish must they have felt over their original reaction upon seeing her at the well? I bet more than one of them said to himself, "Oops, I can't believe my initial reaction to Fotini was thinking, what do you want?" They felt sheepish enough for John to write it down in his gospel. Building the kingdom of heaven is not a place for a woman. Oops. And I think a lesson for us then is pretty clear. In our fallen and protective habits, we sometimes have a tendency to instantly lump a person into a category based on a few mostly external factors. As Father Jonathan noted, we even do it to our spouses and our kids. Therefore, we must do it, undoubtedly, to strangers. The disciples saw Fotini as nothing more than that woman, that race, that religion, that lifestyle. What they didn't see first was a person. And our lesson, our invitation really, is to flip that around, to set that right. That's why St. John wrote it down. Before I think of them as man or woman, as loud or quiet, as cultured or uncultured, as black or white, as Christian or Muslim or Jew or New Age or whatever, whatever category, before I even think of them as son or daughter, or husband or wife, I remember that they are a person in their own right, with hopes and fears, with love and anger, with sadness and joy, with perspectives, and especially with amazing untapped gifts. They are a deep and complicated being created in the image and likeness of God. Amen.